B4 by He Who Mourns the Past, Wise Daniel, Goat Leaf, and C. Eben. I bare my chest, and to the savage winds unclothe my nape. I share my best, that from our savage plight we may escape, and then recover remnants of a fight between the poor and my lost lover, sundered from affection by a boor, whose names were legion throughout the region, everywhere. My chair is best, and neath the worsted signs recoil my thumb, I bare my chest, to demonstrate to doctors how contagious I've become, and then restore the stolen goods to Mexican retreats. Victorious war, engendered by the poetry of Keats, the duck-like prophet, O come, Mrs. Moffat, debonair. Envoy. The mustard in my salad boots is tempered with the best cheroots, and I am going home. I invited my mother to lay on the table the objects we'd stolen from Kalamazoo. The barrel were brought from the maritime stable, where everyone spoke of the King, the Jew, the Loris, the Lemur, the Tarsier Savant, until the poor teapot was shattered to shards, and my uncle grows angry at losing at cards, and disgorges his haversack unto the Havant. I suggested my father should shun the encounter which arose from an incident better forgot, for the adult seduction of old Harry Manta, who shared in the birth of our vicious complot. The plotters and servants, the men with the nosebleeds, who dribbled his redness all over the page, who insisted on asking the butler his age, and despised all the folk who were shot in the proceeds. A family harangue can best be avoided by the shooting of all and the drowning of some, in an acidy fluid not wholly colloided, by treating in ether and serving with rum. Humans from Ghana, their acrid breath mellowing all of the food that we bought in advance, all of the soap to imbue our romance with a pristine exudance to stop us from yellowing, a winy repast to encourage the dance. The rice she left behind her was a vegetable far kinder than the barley she absconded with from Perth, my traded girth. The lesser and the greater and the friends of the potato are oft to be reminded of the drones, my blinded bones. The cursed and the blessed, as Troilus said to Cressid, is become too sullen, else we die, thou bloated pie. The pitcher in the crater is likely thus to satyr, the lunar soil revolts me for its wealth, heeds not my health. My paper spats and shoelace are thus consigned to glide through space. The astral air is cleaner than the tilth of mucal filth. The noseworm bleeds and falters. It is no friend who palters. The nasty pies on planets are not nice. She left the rice. A moral? Whoever seeks to meet the line halfway shall fail indeed, I say. The goat shall leave from yonder door, the sheep remain behind, the vexed cow be put in store, and in my care aligned. The farmer makes a handsome profit marketing the stolen chaff. He takes the best that he may scoff it, and laughs behind a chuckled laugh. Such laughs are seldom heard in winter. Larynx was my maiden name, until I married Samuel Pinter and ran away to Angoulême. Intent on breakfast at the farm, bacon's eggs and araminth, I tame the sphinx with easy charm, and haven't seen her since. Later I narrated dryly, and bandages red and yellow, Hottentot's outrageous Riley answered in a bellow, goats are not admitted here unless they enter from the back. Sheep remain, but out of fear of being subject to attack. This zoo that in my lowly shack has waned since its inception is haply painted sober black to undermine corruption